And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I don't know if I've heard that lyric before. I've never listened to where it says people looking half dead because it's so hot. But it is hot. We're expecting heat indices again up in the triple digits. And so we forget sometimes how lucky we have it. And I know that I am truly blessed. I never have to want really for anything. And so it's so important this time of year that we remember the people that may just happen to be in need. And so that's why I'm excited to have on the show this morning my good friend Dee Dee Flanlacher with Mana Food Pantries.
Yay, good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Yeah. I know. I'm so excited you could be here this morning. So tell us what's happening with Mana. I know the summer's affecting things, but you all have so many things going on. So I'm just going to let you tell everybody what's happening and how they can help you.
Absolutely. So first of all, I just want to say thank you again for your support and for this community, which is just amazing. You oftentimes will hear us talk about food drives because we're having to do food drives all year long.
Gosh.
Because we're providing food to people all year long.
It's not a season. It's not just around Thanksgiving.
It's not. Exactly.
That's
it's
when
not
we think holiday. Of it a lot of times. That's not the only time people are hungry.
Exactly. So the last time I was here, I think we talked a little bit about donut strike that was happening with our first responders.
That's right.
So, yeah. Yes. So I do just want to, I think it's important also that gratitude is a word that just came to mind while you were talking. And certainly we are grateful to this amazing community for helping us raise food and funds to be able to feed the hungry. So Donut Strike 2025 was the biggest one yet. It was fantastic. Woo-hoo! Yes. And so we had many first responder organizations that participated, everybody from Escambia County Fire Rescue, who, by the way, was the overall top donor at 8,582 pounds.
Good. Yes. Well, let's see. Firefighters and donuts.
Yeah. It works.
But it works.
And then they also raised over $3,800. So
wow.
We had the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Gulf Breeze Fire Rescue, Gulf Breeze Police Department, Midway Fire District, Pace Fire Rescue District, Pensacola Fire Department, Pensacola Police Department, and Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office for the first time ever. So, you know, these guys and women and men, our first responders, were asking the public at different grocery stores to please donate to Mana. Mm-hmm. And altogether, Donut Strike this year collected a total of 24,920 pounds of food, which was fantastic.
How much again?
Yeah, 24,920 pounds of food.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that great?
Is there a way to calculate how many people that would feed?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you that as a matter of fact.
Just
a second. You're getting ahead of me, girl. And then money raised was $31,023.33. And we had some sponsorships from the amazing folks at Hanto and Clark and Penn Air Credit Union. And so all in this year, pounds and money raised will provide food for a day for 16,023 people.
Kudos.
That's the equivalent of 48,069 healthy meals for our neighbors in need in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
That's amazing.
You know, I'm so humbled by our first responders are out there helping our community and keeping my family and your family and all our families safe. And for them to take time to do this is just incredible, and it's very humbling. And so we so appreciate them and appreciate the support, again, from Hanto and Clark. What a great group of people. And so we're just looking forward to 2026 Donut Strike. Woo! So that's one of my gratitudes. My other gratitude is I just want to tell you that, you know, it's been a tough year because we've seen over the past 18 months or so, food donations are dropping and the need for food is going up. So, you know, obviously those two things are going in the opposite directions that they need to go.
And that's not good.
It's not good. And so there have been times this year that I really wasn't sure where the food was going to come from. Now, we buy food. Mm-hmm. We buy some food at a very reduced price, but we you know, that's not what we need to do. And plus, we could not buy all the food that we need because we give out so much, and it would just be too expensive. But our friends from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we got a call out of the blue about 3 weeks ago, and they said, hey, we have a truckload of food that we want to send you.
Oh, wow.
And so, and this is, they've done this before for us. They did it last year or year before last. So, Meg, they gave us 35,894 pounds of food.
Oh, my. Wow. That's a big truck.
It is a big truck. So, all in.
Hats off to them. Yeah. That's amazing.
Healthy meals, that's 42,428 healthy meals.
Golly. See, I don't know if people realize what Manna Food Pantries does for our community. When we're talking about tens of thousands of people, y'all, that they are serving in our community who don't have enough food to eat. I mean, think about that. We're the most abundant, rich country in the world. And I get passionate about this, as you can tell, but no one in this country should be hungry. No one.
No.
So it's amazing what you do. If you've never been to the warehouse, I'd encourage you to go by. Tell them where you're located, because if someone wanted to drop some things off directly. Absolutely. But stop by and see what they do. And it takes a whole lot of volunteers to sort out the cans and sort out everything. And I've been out there before. And, you know, but it is truly, I don't know if people realize what you do.
Yeah. So our address is 3030 North E Street. And we're in the 32501 zip code, which is exactly where we wanted to be. We do operate a warehouse, and we're also a social service agency. It's, mm-hmm. you know, going to combo, right?
Right. Just a few things on your plate.
But what is really incredible is that you mentioned volunteers. So it takes thousands of volunteers. We had over 4,000 volunteers last year who gave over 14,000 hours of service.
Wow.
And because we're a staff of only like 8 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Last year helped.
Makes my head spin every time you say that. I don't know how you do it, Dee Dee.
Yeah,
really.
Well, it's not me. It is, you know, it is a team. I'm so blessed to have such an amazing team that I work with at Manna, our volunteers, our board of directors, and this community. And mm-hmm. when I say this community, I mean, you know, this Escambia, Santa Rosa County. Mm-hmm. What a loving, giving a community. And a lot of folks who are in need, Meg.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm listening in the car, and now I'm saying I want to help. What
yes,
can I do?
Absolutely.
And how do I reach you and all that good stuff?
Wonderful. So you can give us a call at 850-432-2053. One of the best things you can do is actually visit our website, Manna Helps. That's MannaHelps.org. And from there, you can learn everything from how do you get help if you need food, mm-hmm. to what are our most needed items, to holding food drives, to our next event coming up, et cetera. So we really are a local organization. We do not get government funding. We don't get USDA commodities. So we are able to do what we do simply because people give. And even a gift of $5 will help us provide food for a day for somebody.
That's a lot of macaroni and cheese.
And tuna. And chicken.
And tuna, yes. I won't say why I'm familiar with those items, but there have been times in my life.
I know. I understand. And that, you know, and saying that, and we didn't set this up, but I have to say that we have so many people that we're seeing right now that ordinarily would never have needed our help,
right.
because of the price of fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Food, rent, you know, housing, just everything is so expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are struggling, especially mm-hmm. our seniors.
Right.
Who, you know, if you're on Social Security and you have a pension, it's not like you're going to get a raise that
no.
really makes any significant difference.
And just real quick, I want to mention, I work with a volunteer with the Council on Aging. And so recently there were some cutbacks to their funding, and it had a direct impact on the Meals on Wheels program. And that's where they take meals to seniors at home. And it's a beautiful program, not only because they're getting the food, but they're getting a little companionship. Like sometimes these folks only have that one visitor a day. And Manna Food Pantries, when the funding was cut and there was a lapse in the funding, stepped up and provided meals for a month. Recently,
we were very happy to do that. I tell you, we really believe in the work that Council on Aging does. And one of the things that's great, I think, about Manna is that we're innovative in our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're local, we're able to respond to local needs. And so when we reached out to Josh Newby, who's the executive director over at Council on Aging, and found out, you know, a little bit about what was happening with Meals on Wheels, We offered our assistance, and it was our privilege to be able to help support those seniors for a month.
That was phenomenal. It really was phenomenal. Okay, we're talking with Dee Dee Flanlecker. She's executive director for Mana Food Pantries. You are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning I have Dee Dee Flanlecker. She is the executive director for Mana Food Pantries. So what else is on the list? You've got a couple of events coming up, I believe, that people could help.
Yes. So we have Pensacan coming up with the American Institute of Architects of Florida Northwest. And this is that competition that we hold in the mall, as a matter of fact.
Air conditioning.
Yes. We were just talking about that. Air conditioning, very, very important.
Very important.
And so it's where the architectural firms and community amateurs create really impressive, sometimes very elaborate structures out of food.
Oh, no kidding. Out of canned food.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is so cool.
I've not seen this before.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, it's so neat. So we'll be in the common area of Cordova Mall by Dillard's, and it will be happening October 2nd through the 10th.
Okay.
If anyone wants to have a team, then the build happens at Cordova Mall, or you can do it offsite and submit it digitally. We'll have a panel of celebrity judges locally, and we'll be judging the structures on October 3rd in different categories. So what we really stress, and what a great event this is too, is that the best food, the most healthy food that, you know, that we need is what they use to build those structures. The People's Choice voting will open October 3 through 10th, so you can go on our website and vote for your favorite structure. Mm-hmm. And teams can register by September 4 at manahelps.org.
So in doing that, so then all the food then that's used in the structures is then donated back to Mana,
it
I'm
is.
Assuming?
Okay. Yes, as a matter of fact, we have typically Catholic High School will come down on the Saturday that the competition ends. And they have actually help us, the kids help us by breaking down all the structures.
The muscle, the
youngsters. Yeah, exactly. That's very important. And it all comes back to Mana. And, you know, and you and I were just talking about summer. And so
I was asking her, you know, how has this heat and everything affected the food?
Oof, I tell
food
you.
Needs.
Well, and what we always see, regardless of what the weather is doing in the summertime, what we always see is that knee goes up in the summer because children are out of school. So
right.
They do not have the access to the healthy breakfast and lunches at school, right? So then families are struggling to be able to provide that food that they don't may not ordinarily have to provide during school
sure.
year.
Sure, no, that makes sense.
So we are having a lot of, you know, a lot of families who are needing assistance in the summertime. And then, of course, the other big expense that's coming up is school supplies.
Right.
Right.
So then is it a choice between the supplies and food?
Right.
Oh, gosh.
It can be.
It breaks my heart.
I know that you all are doing Stuff the Bus, which
yes.
is so exciting.
Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. And you know, you might not think that Stuff the Bus has anything to do with food. And we don't benefit from that event. That is an event done by United Way of West Florida and many other great organizations. But, gosh, I really encourage you, anyone listening, to stop by and, you know, make a contribution to those school supplies, because that will help families who
right.
are, you know, who would have to choose between do they buy the school supplies or do they, you know, do they eat?
Yeah. So if you haven't heard about this, Stuff the Bus is a partnership between Escambia and Santa Rosa County District Schools, WEER Cares, Cat Country, our sister station, 98.7 News Radio, Pensacola News Journal, and United Way. It'll be going on tomorrow. So there's about five locations, Blue Angel Parkway, Mobile Highway, Creighton Road, Tiger Point, and Navarre, all the Walmart locations.
That's wonderful.
And so we'll be there tomorrow. You can stop by and donate in your school supplies.
Yeah, and that is great. You know, and I really, as I said, I really encourage everybody, if you have the opportunity to go by and do that and support that effort, because we have a lot of folks that are struggling on a normal everyday.
Right.
Right. And right now with the price of food, which is not going down.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
No. And then, of course, in the summertime, it gets so hot. And so we have, you know, our air conditioners may be turned down a little bit lower. So our utility bills are going to be a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many families, Meg, that we have to remember that live in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that are working families.
Right. These are not people that are, the misconception is these are freeloaders.
Right.
They are not.
No.
These are people that are working
yes.
maybe two or three jobs and still not able to afford
exactly.
to take care of their families.
That's right.
And it's heartbreaking.
It really is. And so I just met a dad the other day. He came by Manna, and he has a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, mm-hmm. and he's working a full-time job. And he had been struggling to have a meal for himself for the past few days.
He's got
an outdoor, he's landscaping. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he was so sweet and so kind. And he said, I just really need some food for my kids. And so fortunately, we were able to help him out. And that he is a great example of someone who, gosh, he's doing the best he can.
Right? Oh, my God. Landscaping in this heat?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
wow.
And he still, you know, just needed a little bit of help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Manna's here. But also, I just want to mention, you know, if you're listening out there, maybe you've got a favorite food pantry that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your faith organization or another organization. You know, if you don't want to make a contribution to Manna, of course, we always want, you know, always want you to. But this is the time, and this is the time for many months to come,
mm-hmm.
for folks to please make a donation to your food pantry, your favorite food pantry, because we're heading into some really struggling times, mm-hmm. I'm afraid, for folks.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I've got Dee Dee Flaunlocker here, executive director for the Manna Food Pantries. The need is great. So how can we help?
Well, you can make a donation, and you can do that by way of food or money or volunteering. If you visit our website at mannahelps.org, you can learn about all those things.
Mm-hmm.
You can also call us at 850-432-2053. And Meg, I also want to say, if you need help, one of the best resources in our community is 211. And so 211
okay.
is through United Way of West Florida. And what they do is they have access to the organizations in our community that are doing a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you are needing food, you probably are also struggling with other things like
sure.
maybe paying your rent or
mm-hmm.
maybe utilities. And so 211 can help direct you to other organizations that are doing those kinds of things too. But always, always please keep in mind, the need is year-round. We mm-hmm. eat every day.
It's not just Thanksgiving
That's
or the
right.
holidays when it's really on the radar for folks.
That's
but
right.
right now, especially.
Yeah, especially. And we have, you know, there are so many stories that I could share about folks who are in need. But what I want everybody to remember is, look, the people that we help, they look like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
They're from our neighborhood.
That's right.
They're people that we probably meet every day.
And you might be surprised who's hurting right now.
Exactly. And I think that's a great way to put it, unfortunately, is folks are hurting. This is an amazing, amazing community. What a blessing
mm-hmm.
That we have such support. And so I just ask, please think about making a contribution in the way of food, time, or, again, money to Manna. And if not Manna, think about your favorite food pantry and do
sure.
it, our food bank, because the need is there, and it will be for a long time.
Okay, where are you located, your website, and a phone number?
3030 Northeast Street, mannahelps.org, 850-432-2053.
Okay, I'm thinking about cleaning out my pantry because I do have a lot of leftover canned goods and stuff. Can you turn in things that maybe have expired
instead
of throwing them out?
That is I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, so if you give us something that expired, first of all, a donated item of food is touched between 6 to 10 times before it's given to the hungry, because we're making sure the integrity of that can. But mm-hmm. if it's past its due date, we also have guidelines from the government about how far past the due date.
That's good to know, because
yeah.
I'm tempted. Don't throw it away.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. One more time, that website, so you can find out how you can donate.
Mannahelps.org. And thank you, Meg.
Thank you. I'm so glad you came in this morning, Dee Dee. It's always a pleasure. I'm so grateful for all you do for our community and everybody that helps with Manna Food Pantries.
Thank you.
We're blessed to have you in our community.
Thank you.